This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hiya. I was talking on this morning show as someone who wouldn't be the biggest Christmas fan. I feel like there's just so much pressure to be happy for one day. I like Christmas season, all that. But this year, we're doing two Christmas days in my family. I told
this
you more,
is mad.
I told you more about it in the show, so obviously you can hear it back in full. There's reasons for this happening and all the rest. But they're organising to get to Waterford. So essentially, my boyfriend Jack's from the UK. He's spending a lot of time here at the moment. I got him insured in my car. One, because I thought it'd be a nice
big
person.
Move.
Oh, that's gone on for ages.
Really?
Yeah, months ago I was like, you can do
you,
a lot
you may
the
do
driving.
A bit of driving. Yeah,
exactly. So, no, it's great. A bit of freedom for him and means I don't have to do all the driving all the time.
Yeah.
So it's grand. But essentially, he has to work on Saturday morning. Has to, right?
Okay. Where? In Dublin?
In Dublin. And actually outside of Dublin, more in the like Waterford side of Dublin, like beyond the Red Cow, say, right?
Right, okay.
So my granny was like, I'm going to need your help at the Christmas dinner on Friday night. And I was like, okay, how am I going to work this now? So I've decided I'm going to give Jack the car.
Yeah.
So we can get to work and then just come straight down for the meal after.
Okay.
And I, for the first time in years, am getting the train.
Down to Waterford.
I'm so excited. I'm buzzing for my train trip.
I actually love the train.
Because this is my plan for Friday, right? Get my hair done.
Lovely.
At 12.
Beautiful.
Then I'm going to meet Jack. And we're going to go for a few drinks because it's Friday and he's off
nice.
On a Friday.
Afternoon, like.
In the afternoon.
Deadly.
He goes away and does it every once for the evening. I hop on the train giddy and I arrive in Waterford.
Down to Granny's sloshed.
And do a little bit of Christmas dinner prep.
I'm so impressed that your granny is like making dessert and everything.
Oh, she's all over it, girl. Sure. I rang
it's
her
amazing.
Last.
Amazing.
I rang her last Saturday. I said, hey, what are you up to? I can't talk to you now. I'm in Kildare Village.
No way.
Yeah, she's 91 in February.
Ah, she's
I
such
said,
a
oh,
legend.
I said, oh, come on, are you? I said, what are you doing up there? And she was like, do you remember I told you about my trip away at the girls to Carlow for the line dancing? I was like, oh, yeah. I was thinking that was a bit of a spin for you, like to go all the way to Kildare Village. She said, no, we just took a spin up for the day from Carlow. We're in Carlow for 2 nights. She said, I didn't get to bed till 3 o'clock last night with the line
Stop.
Dancing.
Stop. I want to be like Phyllis.
I want to be
oh
like
my God,
Phyllis
that's amazing.
When I'm older. She rang me last Monday. I said, what did you do today? She said, bought a new car.
What?
I said, what? Car is fine. She was like, ah, do you know what? The one I have for my friend Bernie getting in to go to Mass every week, it's too high up. She can't get in. So I need to change it for Bernie.
Stop.
I do all the driving, sure, Emma. For Bernie.
What a fucking hero.
She's legend.
That is the goals.
Yeah, like actually, she was away line dancing for 2 nights in Carlow.
That actually sounds great crack
with
as well.
The girls, having a laugh. Sitting in a wink of sleep last night with them all, the chatting back in the room, Emma. Yeah.
That is so sweet.
We had the kettle going in the hotel room at 3 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
That's inspiring.
It's bloody class.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Phyllis. She's a legend.
Go on, Phil. We're ready to go. It's showtime. Showtime. Body charge to Emma Davis.
Check.
Let's go.
3,
go. 2,
go.
1.
Woo. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. What's the story?
What's happening? How
hey
are we?
There.
Here we go again, guys.
Welcome, world.
Let's do it.
To a new day.
Do you know what? You were in my mind last night, Ash, because you remember you were in New York and you were telling me about going to a comedy gig in like, it was like you paid like $20 or something and you didn't know who the comedian was going to be.
Yeah.
And it was Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr popped up, yeah.
And he was doing test jokes.
Yeah, it's a place called the Comedy Cellar. I think it's in the, I don't know, East Village?
Okay.
Potentially? I haven't a clue.
Yeah.
But it was so cool, yeah. And you don't know who's going to be on the lineup. And often somebody massive can pop up, like, testing out jokes. And Jimmy Carr was there. He came on for about 10 minutes, did about, like, 21 liners, then just walked off.
Yeah.
And didn't you say he had a pen and paper?
Yeah,
he was, like, writing notes.
Yeah, and was, like, scribbling yes, no.
I went to one of them last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for Young Hot Guys. So it was Tony Cantwell, Killian Sunderman, and Shane Dan Byrne. What? And then Martin Angolo was also on, as well as, like, a special guest. But they were all, like, testing out jokes that they hadn't done before.
Were they on stage together?
So the three guys, the Young Hot Guys, were from their podcast, Young Hot Guys. So they were, that'd be Tony, Shane and Killian. But yeah. So they all came on and they were just like chatting, like we do here, like
yeah,
the radio
yeah.
show, but it was like on stage or whatever. They were just chatting away to the crowd. They were brilliant. And then they, like, two of them would go off and one of them would stay on and he'd be like, please welcome that this person, and one of them would come back on and the other. So you know what I mean? So they kind of swap over.
They each got solo time.
Yeah, it's like kind of a practice run, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because on my Ticketmaster app, it's always like upcoming events and it's Young Hot Guys, because for some reason you booked it on my Ticketmaster.
Yeah, I think mine was locked out or something. Yeah.
You really wanted to get the pre-sale or something.
Yeah. Well, Dave is always talking about Young Hot Guys as well.
It was the pre-sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't have a pre-sale. You did, because you were like three or something. You were with three or something.
It's always coming up on my Ticketmaster. I'm like, I'm not going to that lolly. Yeah. Is that the Three Arena?
No, the Three Olympia. But last night it was in Workman's.
Okay, so they're obviously building towards this big gig. I know all the details of this gig. I'm not going to, but it's in January, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time do your doors open,
just
Emma?
Just because I won't shut up about it.
I think seven, Ash.
Yeah. But it was amazing. So they were on stage with their notes and they were like, yes. But like, it was real Irish. Like, I know you were saying about Jimmy Carr, he would just like write little notes or whatever.
Yeah, he had no shame if nobody laughed.
Yeah, and then he'd do the joke or whatever. But there's these guys, they'd say the joke, and then as if it didn't get that much of a laugh, they'd be like, well, that was shite, isn't it?
Like, I have to apologise.
Why am I a comedian? I need to go get a different job. I'm useless.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello, good morning.
Dave, I'm not going to ask you this question because I don't think it's something you'd ever do, but
Grant.
I think you'll get me on this. Aisling, just imagine here for a moment, please. In this company, there's a few radio stations that work here, a big gang of us.
Is there?
Imagine they organised a potluck picnic. And the idea being that all staff cooked and brought in food for a staff party or kind of a lunch event.
Okay.
Yeah. Why in God's name are you not asking me this?
Because you wouldn't eat any of it.
Toast.
You'd make toast for people.
Cereal.
Yeah.
Plain pasta.
Nuggets.
Plain pasta.
All stuck together.
Bit of butter on the pasta.
Exactly.
Ash, what would you cook?
I might make a bolognese. I think that's a bit of a crowd pleaser. Or maybe I do. Do you know what? I do a lovely black bean enchiladas. And I'm only back from Mexico.
See,
so
I think people would much prefer the toast and the cereal.
I'm with you, Dave.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, imagine now on your enchiladas, the kind of treat that 300 kind of plus staff here have had a little nibble.
Whoa, I've been cooking for a long time, so.
And suddenly, within 3 hours, all staff fall ill.
Oh, no.
They flail out the door down to Drury Street, vomiting, laying on the ground on Diggs Lane.
I say, the black bean enchiladas, Emma made them.
Writhing in pain on the canteen floor, all because of your cooking, okay? Can you imagine? This is the reality for some poor soul, because dozens of people fell ill really quickly after eating something that a colleague had cooked for them. This, again, was a potluck kind of picnic that they'd organised in the workplace. The irony of this is the place where it happened was in a wholesale of fish dealers, but they're doubling down. This was not food that we produced.
Oh God, this was stuff really
that a
bad
staff
PR
member brought in. But there's actually like aerial footage from a helicopter, really gross, of 50 people lying on the grass or sitting on benches.
They hire a helicopter for this. They give me like Joey Gaz.
One of the well people's like,
that's someone who's handed
Jim up in the copter.
That's someone who's handed in their notice tomorrow and be like, watch this thing. Get a helicopter.
Why didn't they just get a drone?
There's literal helicopter footage of these people like coming out of the building holding their stomachs. Like, there's serious nausea.
Imagine being up in the helicopter. You'd think there'd be zombie apocalypse happening.
What country is this in?
America, obviously.
Sorry.
Clearly, where
just
else?
Just before election day.
I know.
Nightmare.
And the food that was cooked that caused the problem? Fried rice noodles.
Oh my God.
Really?
Even anything too fancy.
I thought you could eat that raw and it'd be fine.
You'd imagine so, yeah. The company said that workers fell ill in the car park where they'd been having the potluck picnic, and the dish that was not produced within the facility. They were confirmed to have been suffering from staph, which is a type of food poisoning caused by toxins and bacteria. So I don't know if this person cooked it maybe 2 days before and then it got real starchy. The staff got staff.
Was meant to be.
Painful cramps.
On election day.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine the
queue. They're big day.
I won't go into it too much now, but a huge side effect of this is diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Imagine the queues for the bathroom and work. This can occur, by the way. This was what happened, why the food got real poisonous. It can occur if food is not cooked after being handled, or if it's cooked and kept at a temperature between 4 degrees Celsius and 60 degrees Celsius. So I don't know how this person messed
4
up.
4 and 60 That's is a big, it's a big range.
Big margin of error.
So look,
there.
Just don't cook your food between 4 and 60 and you'll be fine.
He was like, yeah, that's what it says. No one has any hope. So never again. I would never. I'd have to quit. I'd leave.
Oh my God. Because everyone would know who made it.
Oh yeah.
Of course they would.
The person who made the noodles, get out. I could never walk back into the space. I think I'd have to leave the country.
Do you know what's worse, right? we went to a family restaurant and what the person I brought got food poisoning.
As in a restaurant owned by
a family friend. Yeah.
Oh, it's so awkward.
I never said a word.
I couldn't. Name and shame. Who was it?
I could not say.
Sorry, you never said a word to the family friend who cooked us.
Yeah.
I know she couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
No. So you can never go back.
No.
Here's Chapel Roan. This is Hot to Go on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life. You're listening to Spin. Only a few days to go until we do the draw and find out who's going to win that deadly trip to Manchester with the pal to check out loads of amazing artists on stage, excuse me, on one particular night in Manchester. So keep listening for your chance to win that epic prize at Spin.
Only 3 days away till that draw.
Yes, indeed.
But tonight is the night for the big, big election. In the United States of America. I've been waiting for this since 2020.
That is sad.
I know. But that was when I got really into US politics and just started being obsessed with it. And for the last 4 years, I've just been like, this is, it's all been leading up to this. And
the big return.
The big return. Because we always knew he was going to run again after he lost or whatever. This one, unfortunately, it's an awful sentence to say, but this is going to be incredibly, incredibly tight. There have been a lot of predictions about who is going to win. We're not going to listen to any important or reputable ones. We are only going to listen to the bizarre and random prediction of the pygmy hippo Mudeng.
Honestly, as valid as any at this stage.
Absolutely. Mudeng is a little baby hippo that it's been basically everywhere online for weeks. If you haven't seen it, then you're living under a rock because it's the cutest little hippo ever. Basically, she shared her prediction for the winner. Her mind is at the zoo. She lives in Thailand, decided to do a video, and she was given the choice between two fruitcakes, right? And in the video, zookeepers offered Mudeng two whatever fruitcakes, one carved with the local spelling of Republican nominee Donald Trump and the other for the Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris. Mudeng is a Republican.
Oh dear, Mudeng.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't really expect it from her, to be honest.
No, you wouldn't.
She gives off Democrat energy, but no,
she gives off feminist vibes.
Yeah, she does. She absolutely does.
That slime.
Once again, this is a baby hippo we're talking about.
I'd like control of my own body vibes. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah, loves the kind of higher tax bracket for the billionaires.
Yeah, fine.
Loves that.
Yeah.
I think she's always talking
about
that.
Own favour.
Yeah, but she thinks Trump will win. Don't worry, though. The article does go on to say that, of course, the three-month-old hippo is not an American citizen and cannot vote.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Well, that is a good thing.
I love that that's the problem, not the fact that it's an animal.
But no. But I think Harris might be a little bit spooked by Mudeng's prediction because her rallies are starting to get a bit insane. She had her last rally last night in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely shattered, lads.
I was just thinking the same thing. But also, how does she sleep?
Yeah, how?
But like, right, think about whatever for her. She's like healthy and she's young and she's like, she looks great all the time. I'd say she's people around her constantly filling her with good food.
Yeah.
And like, I'd say
she
does a lot of...
Nutrition is coming out the
yin-yang. Yeah, meditation.
Yeah,
and, you know,
she is very fit.
All the kind of things like that. And she runs. So I'd imagine she's doing all right. I'd say she's wrecked. Your man eats nothing but McDonald's and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
That's all he eats. Like, how is he still standing?
I think he sleeps like 2 hours a day. He's one of them.
But like, if you ever look at him standing straight, he is leaning forward and you're like, he's just about to topple. He's just about to go.
And the leg keeps going on him as well. She's out the left leg, keeps wobbling on him.
I'd say that's
just pure exhaustion.
I'd say he's in bits. But anyway, her last rally was last night. It looked a bit insane. It was filled with major celebrities who showed up to speak at the event in support of her. Lady Gaga was there, Ricky Martin, Will I Am, whoever Fat Joe was, The Roots and Oprah. They all took the stage in Pennsylvania. But the support for Harris then stretched across the country to other like rallies that were happening where Harris obviously wasn't, they were like rallying for Harris. So Katy Perry was there, Jon Bon Jovi, Christina Aguilera, they all performed in Pittsburgh, Detroit, Las Vegas, Atlanta and Milwaukee. The funny thing is that Trump also obviously can't be everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
So he's sending a person out to other rallies where he's not to be like to gather support.
But who is he sending out?
Ronald. Elon Musk.
Oh, Lord.
The genius guy. Genius brain.
Didn't he call him the wrong name one time?
No, that was, he called the CEO of Apple, Tim Robinson, I think his name is.
Apple.
He called him Tim Apple.
Brilliant.
That's gas. I remember the election 2020, Alex was over, my boyfriend, who is American, but he wasn't living here at the time, so he was just visiting. And
Tim Cook, sorry.
Sorry, so he was here,
he
you
was
mean.
Here, yeah, yeah. So we did a big election special. We made mac and cheese and hot dogs and we printed out little like fake ballots and put them in a box. It was great fun.
Are you
going
to do that again tonight? Oh, God.
Maybe so.
Not for love nor money would I give that information out.
Made fake ballots and put them in a box.
You know, you gotta have fun.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
What's up?
Lads, we're on to the 5th of November. It's a week tomorrow since Dave got his big, big shave, his fancy shave.
Oh, yeah.
All for November and start growing out the tash. We're nearly a week out now.
You probably miss looking at my face, do you? Because you can't see because of the beard.
Yeah, I'm just confused. I'm like, are you doing the challenge or are you still continually shaving?
What are you talking about?
he's so hairy, Ash. You can't even see his mouth.
Yeah, I'm so hairy. Look, listen to this.
Sorry, do that again then.
Sorry. No, that's not coming through now at all.
No,
it's just not? You're just scraping bare skin.
There is a beard there, okay?
You wouldn't have the strongest facial hair. Would that be fair to admit?
Movember is here, and we're getting involved to celebrate 21 years of funding life-saving projects. Movember, proudly supporting men across Ireland, brings people together from all walks of life, igniting vital conversations, raising much-needed funds, and breaking the silence on men's health issues that too often go unspoken.
Yeah, important stuff. Not us giving out to them for.
Can't all be as good at growing a beard as you. Ash, you know?
Join us in A, slagging Dave, and B, tackling mental health, suicide, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. Raise funds, save lives. More info at Movember.com. I am going to make a conscious effort to kind of look at men on the streets this month. Yeah.
Every time they have a moustache, just go up and thumbs up.
Good on you.
Fair play.
Best of luck with the rest of the month.
Do you know what?
Any tips for Dave?
Just, you know, Dave, as you said, nearly a week in, there's a bit of stubble.
There's a bit of stubble.
If you've more growth than that at the moment, we'd love to see.
I'm just a baby.
I loved when the lads in school used to do Movember because they were all like they were only 18 as
bum
well
fluff.
So they'd have like little tiny ones. Yeah.
087 711 1030 if any pics to show us.
Oh
please.
Yeah, please.
So what's the plan? Are you going to just start?
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We have been playing A Second at the Cinema. It's a game where we play you literally 1 second of a movie, and if you can guess it correctly, we'll give you a pair of IMC Cinema passes. After a bit of thinking, I think I've got it today.
Oh,
Dave,
yeah?
You got it within probably half a second.
Yeah.
But this is the clip this morning.
Good afternoon.
As per, I don't have a clue.
Really?
Not at all. John is standing by. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
Hi, yeah, John. Not too bad, thanks. Any crack this morning?
Just on the way to work, the usual.
Oh, very
well,
good.
Carry on. Nice. Okay. Listen, you're trying to identify what this full movie is from this tiny clip. Have a listen again there, John.
Good afternoon.
Any ideas?
It might have been Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
Do you kids and Stuart Little.
Do you know the character in Stuart Little?
No, I don't. I just it sounds familiar.
You don't think it's Stuart himself?
You think it'll be Stuart himself?
I thought it might be the mouse, no?
No, the little kid in Stuart Little, I think.
Well, John, you are absolutely wrong, unfortunately. I'm very, very sorry, but a great guess. Thank you very much for playing.
No problem, guys. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Also, there is Cheryl. How are you, Cheryl?
You all right, Cheryl?
How are you, Cheryl?
Hi, how are you?
Now, that was interesting. We both went different accents there.
Yeah.
I went Geordie.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. And I went Cheryl.
You went Cheryl.
And I just went Cheryl.
Yeah. Cheryl, you've been listening out for a movie. It sounds like this.
Good afternoon.
What is that movie?
I think it's Little Rascals.
The Little Rascals.
Great show.
With Darla and Alfalfa.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And the rest.
And the rest of them. Can't remember any of them.
I got two pickles today. Hey, hey.
Cheryl, unfortunately, you're wrong. I'm so sorry.
Ah, you're way off, Cheryl.
Sorry, Cheryl.
Have a great day.
Good luck.
See ya.
Say I watched The Little Rascals, I'd say 40 times.
I'm like impressed that you knew that little rhyme.
Yeah, so
am I. Is this the only movie that you actually know?
What's the number for 911?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
How should I know?
Brilliant. Okay, we need to give this away. Keen, hello.
How's it going?
Not too bad,
thank
you.
Not too bad.
Listen, you're trying to figure out what this movie is, Keen. Have a listen to the clip again.
Good afternoon.
All right.
It's the movie Up.
The movie Up.
The movie Up.
Oh.
And who do you think, what character do you think it is?
Russell.
Russell, let's see if you're right.
Good afternoon.
Woo!
My name is Russell. And
I'm
a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54. Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
What a movie,
well,
what a guy. Nice one, Keane. You've just got yourself two IMC cinema passes. Have a fantastic day.
Perfect, thanks a million.
See
good luck.
Bye. Just like now that, you know him.
No.
You've not seen Up.
I don't like Up.
You don't like Up.
I like the little montage bit that makes me cry. Apart from that, Lou.
So you hate children and old men.
You like the start of the movie where she dies.
No, I like the story of the love story. That makes me cry. And then the rest of the movie, I think, is really silly. Anyway, let's just...
My God.
Here's Becky Hill and Outside of Love on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits here at Spin. Good morning.
We're 1 degree of separation away from Ed Sheeran.
Are we?
Because we had Kneecap on our show.
Oh yeah!
And last week, Ed Sheeran went to Kneecap's show.
To be fair, I think we're probably further away from Kneecap than we are from Ed Sheeran. I feel like we could get in contact with Ed Sheeran quite easy.
Well, Kneecap are very hot right now.
They're so hot right now, but I feel like they'd be harder to get than Ed Sheeran.
I finally watched the Kneecap movie. Absolutely incredible.
Oh,
it's so good,
lads. I would highly recommend. One of the most entertaining things I've ever watched. As in, the kind of film that I just go back and watch that again straight away. Like, so much to the part. So interesting.
It was honestly one of the best movies ever.
Because I won't spoil it for you, but I was like... this can't all be real. And then I was like, yeah, it's heavily fictional.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, there's no way they've
how good are they
people.
How good are they at acting?
Unbelievable.
Like, incredible.
There's Talk another thing you have in common. I'd say Ed's seen the Kneecap movie as
I
well.
I can't believe Emma Nolan has seen a movie that you haven't.
that's actually shocking.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up. With Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning. How are we?
What's happening?
Hey there.
It's Tuesday already. Emma, Dave and Ashley with you. And I know it is only Tuesday, but.
What?
We need to talk, okay? You and I listening, all of us and you listening, we need to have a chat regarding the girly quiz.
Ha ha ha.
The girly quiz has been running on the show for 2 years.
No more, baby.
And we've decided...
Shut up, Dave. Better talk.
We've decided that... it's staying forever.
Wow.
But
fantastic.
We have a little bit of a hurdle ahead of us over the next couple of weeks because our Dave, it's his last day here today for a week and a half. Bit of annual leave to use up. You know yourself coming in.
Now the
end of the
Novembers.
Year. Yeah, you know the Novembers.
You get to November and you have 11 days. You kind of start to freak out.
So Dave won't be here for the next 2 weeks of the girly quiz. And in the past, in Dave's absence, we've recruited some really cool people to give it a lash, including Dave's housemate, Ben. He was brilliant.
He was excellent.
Calvin O'Brien from the Talking Bee podcast, fan of the girly quiz. Jack Keating, who works here at Spin. Dara Quilty, former Spin head. Some really cool people have stood up to the plate.
Martin Guilfoyle.
Yeah, but we have 2 weeks with no Dave. So we said, what on earth are we going to do? Because the girly quiz must go on. And then we had a little idea. We said, for the first time ever, Emma and I both have boyfriends. Why not, in these 2 weeks, replace Dave with our two boyfriends?
Wow.
So that is what's going to happen. This week is going to be Alex and next week is going to be Jack, okay?
Battle I can tell of you, the boyfriends.
The battle of the boyfriends over the next 2 weeks on the Girly Quiz. I can tell you that my boyfriend Alex is absolutely bricking himself. He was on the phone to his mom yesterday. I said, are you going to tell her about the girly quiz? He said, absolutely not. He is terrified.
Yeah, well, my boyfriend Jack was looking at his Google calendar and put in yesterday a note for Thursday being like, no, sorry, I need to block book that off because I'm going to Spin FM.
Oh,
because I have to do the with the girly competition. I said, everything is wrong. Everything you're saying is wrong.
Alex called the phone a female, the call an Irish girl. it's going to be a car crash.
I'm very upset.
God, I'm actually really looking forward to hearing this.
You're going to have to tune in from wherever you are. But we do, of course, need your help because no girly quiz goes on without our phone a female, which is where we call a woman
an Irish girl.
Call an Irish girl.
No, or it doesn't matter,
Irish girl up to help out. Usually Dave, but in the next 2 weeks, Alex and Jack.
I suppose the reason being, we kind of need to give them a little bit of hope and a little bit of kind of egg them on and encourage them a little bit so we can say to them, look, lots of people do want to help you out at this stage.
Yeah, someone's
on
your side.
We don't need them bailing because we've block booked it in now.
Exactly.
And we don't want one boyfriend, not the other boyfriend, to go ahead with it. So if you'd like to be the standby for either Alex or Jack, just message us right now, the word girly, to 087-711-1038. All right? Just the word girly will do.
Would you prefer if they absolutely smashed it, or would you prefer if they were like really crap at it?
I'm kind of interested to see who'll be better.
Mm.
either Alex or Jack. I'm going to get a little bit competitive. Yeah. I'll be getting riled up now if Alex does really badly.
So listen, if you want to help Jack or Alex out, it's girly in a WhatsApp now, please.
It's 087 like or something, isn't it?
087-711-1038. Get in nice and early to help the lads out, and then we can share that there's a lot of encouragement and support for them ahead of their big debuts this Thursday and next Thursday on the Girly Quiz.
They will certainly need your help. What's the story?
Do you know what? I'm an absolute sucker for a good billboard. A good little bit of advertising. I love it. So when a good billboard is around, I can really appreciate it. There's a good billboard at the moment on a bus stop, and it's for Las Vegas, right? And it's Aer Lingus are promoting that they're, you know, flying to Las Vegas now.
Okay.
Right? But it's on the bus stop, and there's a couple around town, I think. There's one in Ranelagh. And on top of the bus stop, on the roof, is the Las Vegas sign. Right? And I think this is very, very cool.
Charlemont area, isn't it? Coming out of Ranelagh, I know it. It's really impressive looking.
Yes, it's actually, yes, that's exactly where it is. Yeah. So it says, welcome to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And it has the big,
is
you know,
it in
Vegas
that like
sign.
Sort of diamondy
it's
shape?
It's in the diamondy shape,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Cool.
It has all the right fonts and all that kind of thing. It's like a carbon copy of the real one in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they put that on top of the bus sign in Ranelagh. And
that's
I was just like, it looks really, really well. I want it. And I know that this marketing campaign can't last forever. So they're going to have to do something with it. And what would they do with it? So I say again, I want it.
Oh, you actually
really want it.
Right,
I think it'd
okay.
be really cool to have in your house.
Do you know what
it'd
be really cool to have in your bedroom? Because it's very illuminating, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Is it like a light box? Yeah.
It's a massive light box. Like it lights up all of Ranelagh.
That would be a very cool feature in the sitting room or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just think it'd be really, really fun to have
Imagine
in your
lying
house.
Imagine lying up on the sofa reading your book and you're just like, I'm just turning on the Las Vegas light for a bit of light so I can see the page.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
So I have written a letter to Las Vegas, to Aer Lingus.
Oh.
Asking them for their Las Vegas sign in the style of like a 4-year-old asking their parents for a puppy. Just so they'd be like, God, he's really cute.
You've genuinely done this?
Yes, I have done this.
Are you ready? Want Aer Lingus to be like, little Dave is
little
so cute,
Dave.
We'll give him
a
little sign.
So you ready for my letter?
I am.
Dear Aer Lingus, my name is David and I'm 29 and a half years old. I saw your big, shiny Vegas sign when I was on a plane and I think it's the best, most fun thing in the whole world. It's sparkly, bright, cool and magical and it makes me feel like I can do anything and go anywhere, especially Vegas. I was thinking maybe possibly if it wasn't too much of a problem that when you're all done with it, could you give it to me? I promise I'll take really, really good care of it. I'll wash it gently every few days, I'll keep it all sparkly, and I'll even sing to it if it gets lonely. I won't let anyone touch it with sticky hands. I'll give it lots of rubs and hang it up somewhere really cool in my house. My housemates won't be happy, and that would be really funny, and so I can send you the video of their reactions to them coming home to a big Las Vegas sign in the house. And you can laugh. Oh, and also, I'll be super good on every flight forever. I'll sit still. I won't kick any seats or press the flight attendant call button. I promise not to bring any baggage that's too heavy. I'll even eat all of my airplane vegetables no matter what. I'll also be so good and polite to the pilots and flight attendants. Cross my heart forever. I love the sign so much, and I think it will love living with me too. Can you please think about it? Please, please, please. Pretty, pretty, please. Thank you so much. David Hammond, 29 and a half years old. What would you say?
I think get this man on the Late Late Toy Show.
Yeah.
And present him with the sign.
I would say.
A moment for the ages.
If she's Evelyn Cusack.
Here we've got David. He's 20 and a half. And we've a special guest for David. Sign rolls in.
I would say in response to that, hi David, please don't wash it. It's electric.
I know, yeah, but I'd rub it like, you know,
I know,
with a cloth.
I understand.
I wouldn't, but like it's also out in the rain. Do you know what I mean? It's clearly fine.
So what were you hoping for from this? That somebody from Aer Lingus is listening?
I'm hoping the marketing the team are listening going, this could actually be very funny. Why don't we gift him the thing and we'll go in to take a few photos and they can be like, you know, we gave it to Dave from Spin.
Yeah, we'll share it on Spin's Instagram.
Exactly.
Boom, loads of followers there.
There you go, just like that. So okay. I'm thinking, you know, it's a little bit of I rub your back, you rub my back.
I would say, if I could offer you genuine advice as your friend here, I would change it slightly and send the email.
Change it slightly to what?
I suppose I heard it in baby voice. Maybe without the baby voice, it doesn't sound like that. But I would get into an email today and I would see what happens with this.
Yeah, I think they'll think I'm really cute.
Look, look, you've chosen an angle and let's just see what happens. We will keep abreast on this story.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning. How are we?
What's happening?
Hey there.
It's Tuesday already. Emma, Dave and Ashling with you. And I know it is only Tuesday, but.
What?
We need to talk, okay? You and I listening, all of us and you listening, we need to have a chat regarding the girly quiz.
Ha ha ha.
The girly quiz has been running on the show for 2 years.
No more, baby.
And we've decided...
Shut up, Dave. Better talk.
We've decided that... It's staying forever.
Wow.
But
fantastic.
We have a little bit of a hurdle ahead of us over the next couple of weeks because our Dave, it's his last day here today for a week and a half. Bit of annual leave to use up. You know yourself coming in.
You know the L Novembers.
Yeah, you know the L Novembers.
You get to November and you have 11 days. You kind of start to freak out.
So Dave won't be here for the next 2 weeks of the girly quiz. And in the past, in Dave's absence, we've recruited some really cool people to give it a lash, including Dave's housemate, Ben. He was brilliant.
He was excellent.
Calvin O'Brien from the Talking Bee podcast, fan of the girly quiz. Jack Keating, who works here at Spin. Dara Quilty, former Spin head. Some really cool people have stood up to the plate.
Martin Guilfoyle.
Yeah, but we have 2 weeks with no Dave. So we said, what on earth are we going to do? Because the girly quiz must go on. And then we had a little idea. We said, for the first time ever, Emma and I both have boyfriends. Why not, in these 2 weeks, replace Dave with our two boyfriends?
Wow.
So that is what's going to happen. This week is going to be Alex, and next week is going to be Jack, okay?
Battle I can tell of you, the boyfriends.
The battle of the boyfriends over the next 2 weeks on the Girly Quiz. I can tell you that my boyfriend, Alex, is absolutely bricking himself. He was on the phone to his mom yesterday. I said, are you going to tell her about the girly quiz? He said, absolutely not. He is terrified.
Yeah, well, my boyfriend Jack was looking at his Google calendar and put in yesterday a note for Thursday being like, no, sorry, I need to block book that off because I'm going to Spin FM.
Oh,
because I have to do the with the girly competition. I said, everything is wrong. Everything you're saying is wrong.
Alex called the phone a female, the call an Irish girl. It's going to be a car crash.
I'm very upset.
God, I'm actually really looking forward to hearing this.
You're going to have to tune in from wherever you are. But we do, of course, need your help because no girly quiz goes on without our phone a female, which is where we call a woman
an Irish girl.
Call an Irish girl.
No,
or
it doesn't
matter
where you're
an Irish girl up to help out. Usually Dave, but in the next 2 weeks, Alex and Jack.
I suppose the reason being, we kind of need to give them a little bit of hope and a little bit of, kind of egg them on and encourage them a little bit so we can say to them, look, lots of people do want to help you out at this stage.
Yeah, someone's on your side.
We don't need them bailing because we've block booked it in now.
Exactly.
And we don't want one boyfriend, not the other boyfriend, to go ahead with it. So if you'd like to be the standby for either Alex or Jack, just message us right now, the word girly, to 087-711-1038. All right? Just
I'm
the word girly will do.
Would you prefer if they absolutely smashed it or would you prefer if they were like really crap at it?
I'm kind of interested to see who'll be better. Either Alex or Jack. I'm going to get a little bit competitive.
Yeah.
I'll be getting riled up now if Alex does really badly.
So listen, if you want to help Jack or Alex out, it's girly in a WhatsApp now, please.
It's 087. Like Crufts or something, isn't it?
087-711-1038. Get in nice and early to help the lads out and then we can share that there's a lot of encouragement and support for them ahead of their big debuts this Thursday and next Thursday on the Girly Quiz.
They will certainly need your help.
What's the story?
Do you know what? I'm an absolute sucker for a good billboard. A good little bit of advertising. I love it. So when a good billboard is around, I can really appreciate it. There's a good billboard at the moment on a bus stop and it's for Las Vegas, right? And it's Aer Lingus are promoting that they're, you know, flying to Las Vegas now.
Okay.
Right? But it's on the bus stop and there's a couple around town, I think. There's one in Ranelagh. And on top of the bus stop, on the roof, is the Las Vegas sign. Right? And I think this is very, very cool.
Charlemont area, isn't it? Coming out of Ranelagh, I know it. It's really impressive looking.
Yes, it's actually, yes, that's exactly where it is. Yeah. So it says, welcome to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And it has the, like, the big,
is
you know,
it in
Vegas
that, like,
sign.
Sort of diamondy
it's
shape?
It's in the diamondy shape,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It has all the right fonts and all that kind of thing. It's like a carbon copy of the real one in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they put that on top of the bus sign in Ranelagh. And I was
clever.
It looks really, really well. I want it. And I know that this marketing campaign can't last forever. So they're going to have to do something with it. And what would they do with it? So I say again, I want it.
Oh, you actually
really want it.
Right,
I think it'd
okay.
be really cool to have in your house.
Do you know what
it'd
be really cool to have in your bedroom? Because yeah. it's very illuminating, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Is it like a light box? Yeah.
It's a massive light box. Like it lights up all of Ranelagh.
That would be a very cool feature in the sitting room or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just think it'd be really, really fun to have
Imagine
in your
lying
house.
Up on the sofa reading your book and you're just like, I'm just turning on the Las Vegas light for a bit of light so I can see the page.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah,
cool,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
So I have written a letter to Las Vegas, to Aer Lingus.
Oh.
Asking them for their Las Vegas sign in the style of like a 4-year-old asking their parents for a puppy. Just so they'd be like, God, he's really cute.
You've genuinely done this?
Yes, I have done this.
Do you
ready?
Want Aer Lingus to be like, little Dave is
little
so cute,
Dave.
We'll
yeah,
give
yeah,
him
yeah.
a little sign.
So you ready for my letter?
I am.
Dear Aer Lingus, my name is David and I'm 29 and a half years old. I saw your big, shiny Vegas sign when I was on a plane and I think it's the best, most fun thing in the whole world. It's sparkly, bright, cool and magical and it makes me feel like I can do anything and go anywhere, especially Vegas. I was thinking maybe possibly if it wasn't too much of a problem that when you're all done with it, could you give it to me? I promise I'll take really, really good care of it. I'll wash it gently every few days. I'll keep it all sparkly and I'll even sing to it if it gets lonely. I won't let anyone touch it with sticky hands. I'll give it lots of rubs and hang it up somewhere really cool in my house. My housemates won't be happy and that would be really funny, and so I can send you the video of their reactions to them coming home to a big Las Vegas sign in the house. And you can laugh. Oh, and also I'll be super good on every flight forever. I'll sit still. I won't kick any seats or press the flight attendant call button. I promise not to bring any baggage that's too heavy. I'll even eat all of my airplane vegetables no matter what. I'll also be so good and polite to the pilots and flight attendants. Cross my heart forever. I love the sign so much and I think it will love living with me too. Can you please think about it? Please, please, please. Pretty, pretty, please. Thank you so much. David Hammond, 29 and a half years old. What would you say?
I think get this man on the Late Late Toy Show.
Yeah.
And present him with the sign.
I would say.
A moment for the ages.
If she's Evelyn Cusack.
Here we've got David. He's 28 and a half. And we've a special guest for David. Sign rolls in.
I would say in response to that, hi David, please don't wash it. It's electric.
I know, yeah, but I'd rub it like, you know,
I know,
with a cloth.
I understand.
I wouldn't, but like it's also out in the rain. Do you know what I mean? It's clearly fine.
So what were you hoping for from this? That somebody from Aer Lingus is listening?
I'm hoping the marketing the team are listening going, this could actually be very funny. Why don't we gift him the thing and we'll go in to take a few photos and they can be like, you know, we gave it to Dave from Spin.
Yeah, we'll share it on Spin's Instagram.
Exactly.
Boom, loads of followers there.
There you go, just like that. So okay. I'm thinking, you know, it's a little bit of I rub your back, you rub my back.
I would say, if I could offer you genuine advice as your friend here, I would change it slightly and send the email.
Change it slightly to what?
I suppose I heard it in baby voice. Maybe without the baby voice, it doesn't sound like that. But I would get into an email today and I would see what happens with this.
Yeah, I think they'll think I'm really cute.
Look, you've chosen an angle and let's just see what happens. We will keep abreast on this story. First, we want to ask you this morning to get in touch on 087 711 1038 if you have ever struggled with a language barrier. Maybe it was when you were on holidays abroad, or maybe you came to live in Ireland from abroad and maybe struggled with some of the Irish lingo and stuff like that. So 087 711 1038, when has language ever gotten the way of you? So obviously I was away the last 2 weeks in Mexico and neither my boyfriend or I speak Spanish. So we struggled a good bit on the trip with language. A lot of places kind of did speak English in parts, but then like some of the more kind of rurally parts and stuff didn't have much English. So there's plenty of Google Translate happening. But I want to tell you about one occasion in particular that had some bad consequences when we didn't know the language. So we were having a day in the city and we went into this restaurant to get like a couple of drinks and a nibble just as we were going around. And so we ordered the guacamole and tortilla chips.
Lovely.
A perfectly safe choice, I would say.
Very nice.
And just after we ordered it, as the waiter walked away, he turned back. And he said something in Spanish that went like, blah, 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 Saltamontes.
I thought you didn't speak Spanish.
And we said, sí. Because this generally worked out for us on the trip thus far.
Risky business.
We had no idea what he said. The guacamole and chips arrived and it quickly became clear what the word Saltamontes meant. Deep fried grasshoppers.
Oh my God.
All over the guacamole.
No.
Sorry. It was like something out of I'm a Celebrity. Honest to God.
That's awful.
Brown, dark grasshoppers. Huge. Like literally, I'd say 50 of them.
The poor little lads.
Draping the top of the guacamole. Okay. This is like a Mexican delicacy.
You're also a vegetarian. How do you feel about insects?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, another factor. Okay.
You're both vegetarians.
Both vegetarians. Now we were pretty much pescatarians on the trip and we said, if we eat fish, where do we stand on insects? Well, yeah. I said, I don't want to eat an insect, not because I'm a vegetarian, because that looks gross. Alex kind of did a couple, and as we kind of trekked through the guacamole, we realised it wasn't just on top, it was all
everywhere.
Throughout. And not just full bodies, but so many legs.
Oh, God.
Legs all through the guac, right?
Oh my God.
But we were so like, awful. we were just so awkward that we didn't want to be like, oh, we don't want the grasshoppers, because we had
like
agreed.
That's,
I know.
That's like him.
When I'm abroad, I'm a bit more awkward when I don't know the language, you know yourself. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got through as much of the guac as we could, and we basically left a pile of grasshoppers mashed in with some guacamole, and we had eaten all our chips. The waiter comes over and he says, blah, 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 and we said, see.
No! What's
stop
wrong
it.
With you
no,
two?
Stop it. Stop it.
And when he didn't take our plates away, we were confused. And then he came back with more chips.
Oh my.
For us to finish.
Oh my God.
The grasshopper guacamole.
Oh, right.
Oh, Ashley.
The stress. The sweat. It was so hot. I was literally like, I was putting like tiny like dots of guac on a chip and eating it just to get through it. And then eventually we were literally like, finito, finito, finito.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know that's Spanish. It was so funny. We ended up going to a restaurant after that, and they brought out like, they love bringing out like free random little starter courses.
Yeah.
And it was literally three grasshoppers on a leaf. We were
stop
like,
it.
No, go away. Go
enough
away.
With the grasshoppers.
Enough with the grasshoppers. So that was traumatizing. We definitely felt wonky after that one.
Yeah, I'd say it is.
So I would love to hear from you on 087 711 1038. Get your voice notes in and we can keep you anonymous if you want. When have you struggled with a language barrier? Maybe it was here if you're not from here, or maybe it was when you're on holidays.
Oh my God.
Get your voice notes over if you fancy as well. 087 711 1038. Ave is standing by. Ave's girlfriend is Brazilian, right? When did you guys struggle with the language barrier at the beginning?
One of the first couple of conversations, she kept telling me about the Happening Bridge. And I was like, geez, this sounds amazing. I've never seen the Happening Bridge. And I was picturing this like disco bridge and everyone walking across it.
It's what's happening. It's what's happening.
It's what's happening. And then eventually I was like, oh my God, it's the Halfpenny Bridge. That's not a Happening Bridge.
That's so cute.
But also there's so many words. The word for bread is it's P-A-U, but it's pronounced pão. But you have to say it really correctly. Otherwise, it's a really rude word. So every time I'm talking to her mum, I can't mention the word bread in Portuguese.
Just in case. Can you give us...
So I just don't eat bread. It's just like, that's not on the menu.
Damn it. Can I ask you, Aveen, give us just an idea of what the other word is.
Yeah, like clue. Give us a clue.
It's a male part of the body down lower.
Wow.
So every time I say that. I'm eating the mom's like, Jesus Christ.
No, you don't want that.
Oh, God.
Saving.
Also, no, I'm not eating bread yet. Yeah.
That's excellent. Thanks so much.
You want the garlic
Thank
what?
You. Have a good day.
You want the garlic what? You want the cheesy what? Stop.
Good luck, Amy.
Five
yeah, there's no cheesy pal.
So we want to know when you have struggled with a language barrier and what's gone wrong.
I'm thinking back about this story. It's so embarrassing. Like, it's just cringe, I think. But like, I made friends in Italy before, and like, we were like, it was back when Facebook was a big thing, like starting to become a thing. So we made friends on Facebook, whatever. And I went home back to Ireland, and I remember posting like just crappy jokes on my Facebook, like just terrible jokes.
Yeah.
And one of the jokes that I posted was my pet rock died. Right, just been like, oh, my pet rock died, R.I.P. They didn't know what that was. They thought it was my dog, and so they were like messaging me, be like, I'm so sorry, I hope you're okay. And I thought they were doing a bit, so I was like, I know, it's so sad. And then after about 2 days of them being like, no, seriously, if you need to talk, and I was like, okay, crap, they think it's a dog and not a rock.
Or a human.
Yeah.
087-711-103 to get in touch. This is Hunter.
Once I was in a science classroom with my friend. Like, she has, like, she's in from India, and she has really good English, but sometimes she mixes words up. Like, we were just like messing, like play fighting or something with clay, and she said, "I'm gonna kick you," and she elbowed me.
It's so simple. I love it.
Oh, that is so funny.
Big fan of that.
I wonder if the delivery of that was incredible.
It was brilliant. Timing impeccable.
Carly was on. I went out with a guy from Coolock who calls dungarees dungareens.
Dungareens.
This was a language barrier. I simply couldn't get past.
That's true. We have them in our own city.
Dungareens, so yeah.
And John is standing by as well. When did you struggle with the language barrier, John?
In transition year, we had a school trip to Paris. I'm sure the poor locals didn't know what to make when we were always saying, "Bonjour, hey."
Oh, my God. Oh, God. What part of the country are you from, John?
I'm from Monaghan.
From Monaghan. Bonjour, hey. That's excellent.
Excellent.
I love that.
Monaghan French.
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
These are too good. Let us know, when have you struggled with the language barrier? 087-711-1038.
Je m'appelle John, hey.
Oh, God.
So funny. We're having a great laugh this morning at this, asking you to let us know when you have struggled with a language barrier. It's all because of an order of guacamole and grasshoppers that I didn't intend to make while I was in Mexico. Needless to say, I do not speak very well
English or Spanish. She doesn't speak very well English.
Oh God, I actually have PTSD from this because my little cousin constantly brings it up, even though it was years ago. So very quickly, I told you before, my family living in Spain in a tiny little village, and they moved out like 45 years ago. My granddad and granny moved out, right? So I have Spanish cousins now because my auntie moved out when she was young, blah, blah, blah. But the village is very Spanish, and you're not going to find people speaking English there at all, right?
Yeah.
So it's good. It's good for me. But this is going back about 5 or 6 years, and I was sitting outside a pub with my cousins, and a drink was dropped to the table, and I was like, I'm just going to get a straw, right? So I walk in through the bar, really busy, loud band playing in the corner, and I'm kind of leaning over the bar, trying to talk to this lad. I'm like, un paquita, por favor, is what I think I said. Okay? Which is a straw. I just gotten it from the word from the girls.
Paquita.
Paquita. So he, okay, no, don't know what you're saying, whatever. Leaning over the bar to me again. So I was like trying to make it easier for him. So I did some hand movements.
Oh, no.
And if you just try and imagine this picture in your head, girl leaning over the bar, trying to use her hand from her from an imaginary glass to her mouth, repeating a word that actually didn't mean straw. Apparently, met something completely different that would imply that I'm a bit of a lady of the evenings.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I paired with the hand movement.
While continuously this guy keeps laughing at me and keeps saying, KK, I keep going, pajita, but not saying that word, something else, while vigorously moving my hand from where
God.
A glass would be to where a straw would meet my mouth.
Oh,
fantastic.
Well, my God, I haven't been back to that bar in many, many years. I was so embarrassed.
He probably just let you stew on that for a while.
Oh, yeah,
he
just kept asking me to repeat it, and then I was like,
I'd say he still thinks of you.
Oh,
definitely.
So embarrassing.
When will she return?
That lady of the night.
Mila is standing by. Mila is from Brazil and ran into a few issues, did you, with the language barrier when you first moved across, Mila?
Oh, my God. So the word, the sellotape, the brand in Brazil, it's called Durex.
Oh.
So, yeah. So uh-oh. I went to my boss and asked for Durex, because that's sellotape for me.
Your boss!
And then by the time I understood what he was trying to explain to me, and I'm trying to explain to him, I just want a simple Durex sellotape. And it's until my penny dropped to see, understand that Durex, it's like sellotape, not Durex.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is amazing.
New Brazilians here, I make sure they know what sellotape is, what is Durex.
Yes.
Okay, listen.
Oh, my God, that should be in the welcome pack. Yeah. That is actually, like, so unfortunate.
That's so bad. I'd say there's...
Imagine asking for Durex to your boss.
And, oh, my God.
And where are you? Are you Brazilian, is it?
Yes.
I'm Brazilian, yes.
And
yes.
I'd say there's so many Brazilian people listening right now that are going, that exact same thing happened to me. That is so
now
funny.
Now they know don't ask for Durex.
Or if you accidentally ask for Durex, say you're Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah.
It means something totally different.
Thank you, Mila.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'll give you one more.
Oh,
okay,
go on.
Wait now, because I heard.
It could be construed to be a little bit bold.
Oh.
Okay, it technically doesn't really mean anything.
But, we've warned you. Okay, one more time.
If kids are going to school.
I can't get in trouble. We've played the klaxon.
Okay.
So I used to work in a restaurant in Nice, and this Polish girl worked with me, and she was absolutely brilliant at English. So much so that she was kind of getting into like slang.
Okay.
And for a period of time, she kept saying, whenever she did something wrong, "Oh my God, guys, Brian is going to eat me out." Meaning eat the head off me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or take the head off me or something, until somebody had to say, "That's not the word."
Guys, we have to keep this going on tomorrow's show. If you have any more, when did you struggle with that?
Just wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hey, I just gone 3 minutes after nine. What's the crack?
What's morning. Happening? How are we?
I discovered a pitfall with self-service scanners, and I feel like I should inform people of this potential issue. So when I was coming home from my holidays, we were in the airport in Dallas because we had a layover there, and I went to a 7-Eleven and I bought myself a bottle of water. And then we were looking for some other drink for my boyfriend, Alex. So we went to like a different news agent's in the airport.
Go on, what was he looking for? A Dr. Pepper.
No, I think it was a Gatorade.
Oh, wow.
And we used like a self-service scanner in the second shop. And so I scanned the Gatorade and then I scanned the feckin' water I just bought.
No.
In the other shop.
Ah, sugar.
And he just goes, "You just scanned that." And I was like, oh my God. Luckily, I'd already drank some out of it, but it actually went through.
No way.
Because they sold the same order. But for some reason, I feel like the barcode would only be for that shop
Yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
But I was fully going to pay. And I was like, I was nearly like, I'll just pay for it.
Again.
I know. I'm becoming such a wet wipe. Yeah. And then, but anyway, I called over the man and I was like, "Sorry, I've actually already bought this in a different shop and I accidentally scanned it again."
Well, I didn't know that was a thing at all.
I know. So be careful out there, guys. If you're holding other products, don't accidentally scan them.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Lots of people just wouldn't do that, though.
That's a good point, Emma.
I think this is a huge risk.
Good morning.
I want to chat about that video of Coldplay's Australian leg of their tour that's kind of gone viral at the moment. You've probably seen it. If not, it's up on our Instagram at @officialspin1038. It shows Chris Martin chatting to the crowd, as he does a lot in his gigs. And he's sort of walking backwards across the stage and then he drops down into a trap door. And he's down so far that his like elbows are up on the stage. And he really only is saved because somebody under the trap door like fully catches him. You can see their head. Here's how it sounds.
That's not planned. Thank you for catching it. So thank you, guys. Holy shit.
Wow. It's sort of hard to hear at the end there, but he says that was going to be a YouTube moment. And then he says it probably will be a YouTube moment. Sounding a little bit millennial.
Yeah,
there.
Very old. That'll be a YouTube moment now.
Yeah.
Get YouTube down to film that.
And I've done a little bit of digging at times other artists have fallen on stage. And it seems the trapdoors are a serious problem.
They're so
Why
bad.
Are they left open?
I don't know.
Why are they a thing in the first place?
Yeah, if I was an artist, I'd be like, no trapdoors.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. Because people are clearly not like securing them back up again after they come out. So literally 2 weeks ago, you might have seen this one as well. Also in Australia, and I think also in the same city where it happened to Chris Martin, Olivia Rodrigo fell through a stage trapdoor.
Yes, I've seen this.
She was like going out to different areas of the crowd trying to test their screams. Her reaction is kind of goofy and very funny. Have a listen.
She's panicking a little bit there. She really tried to riff that off.
I also love the kind of like the, you can't imagine the thousands upon thousands of people there and just the silence.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But interestingly, you'd wonder if it's the same production company or the same entertainment company that are behind the two falls.
Because they're both in the same city.
They could be in serious trouble now.
Big time. Another famous fall was by Madonna at the 2015 Brit Awards. You may have seen this one. So she's like walking up some stairs and she's wearing this big long cape and she's trying to open the front of the cape and the people behind her are obviously supposed to pull the cape back when she opens it. She doesn't have it open yet.
Oh, sugar.
They pull the cape and she just sort of falls backwards. If you listen really carefully, you can kind of hear the like crack of her mic and then she just sort of mumbles for a good while. So then there's like backing ooze.
Yeah.
And then she sort of comes in with like... And then she sounds a bit shook at the end. And it's quite funny because the line she then sings is "Took me to heaven, let me fall down." That's like her return.
No, like what? Honestly, like I hate falling over. If I fell over on the stage, I'd be like, "I need a minute."
Really, I love it.
It's one of the funniest sentences ever. I just, guys, unpopular opinion.
I hate.
But I will die on this hill. I don't like falling over.
Their recovery being like, "It's okay, guys." I'd be like, "I need to have a little cry."
I know the last one actually will make you want to cry because it's really sad. So it's from back in 2019. Billie Eilish was performing at a festival, I think it was, in Milan, and she literally runs out on stage to do Bad Guy. She's like fist pumping and jumping in the air for the like she immediately falls and sprains her ankle.
Runs off. In her documentary.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Listen, she comes back out and she does a big apology and she's so sad.
Dude, I sprained my ankle immediately. That's so embarrassing. It's so stupid because I'm like choked up right now because I'd rather not do a show than do a crappy version for you. Like, I just want to give you a good show and like, I can't. Oh, this is so trash. It's literally a nightmare for real. Ooh. I can't do this. I'm sorry, bro.
Bearing in mind, that's 5 years ago. She was so young.
She was a baby.
Still so cool.
In that documentary of her, she suffered so much with her legs. So the way sometimes she's wearing like, shin guards.
Yeah,
shin guards. Shin guards out on stage. She's like huge with her legs from the jumping and she's messed them up and she's immediately breaking bones in her legs.
Really?
Poor devil.
And she has the knee pads and stuff like that as
well,
doesn't she?
You think it's a fashion statement, it's actually for her protection.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's mad.
If you work in the trapdoor business, make sure you're on the ball, people. It's a serious risk.
It really needs a revamp. Made me water, made me sweat,
made me hotter, made me lose my breath, made me water. Tyler and Water, you're listening to Spin. Good morning. Okay.
Morning. Oh, wow.
Hang on now.
What is it, the 5th of November?
I know. Come on, give out some more.
Boo. Too soon.
I know.
Also, I don't really care.
Why are we doing
Halloween's
this?
Over. I'm like, yeah.
No,
I feel like
No, I'm actually no.
I was gonna say I think November needs something.
It's November. It doesn't need anything. It does.
October has Halloween and December has Christmas. November needs something in order for us not to freak out that Christmas is next.
Thanksgiving.
Shut up.
Okay. I take your anger and I understand it, okay? Because this Saturday, I'm having Christmas with my family.
What?
This Friday, according to my family, is Christmas Eve.
Have you mixed up the dates again? You silly bitch.
I know.
The clocks went forward an hour, not a month.
You do this every year.
Oh, guys, you know how I feel about Christmas anyway.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
I have to do it full on twice this year, okay?
No. Why?
Reason being, my brother's going to Australia.
Oh, for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Off Barry goes.
Off he goes. Don't know when he'll be back. And when the big family group chat went off trying to sort a date, this Saturday is the only date that suited everyone.
Stop.
Now, when I say people are getting suited and booted, there's a full-on Christmas dinner, Christmas decorations,
stop,
crackers, Christmas trees, Christmas music.
And it's all Barry's fault.
It's all because of my brother Barry, right?
Why do the people who are going to Australia love going to Australia before Christmas? They make a point of it. It was like, oh no, I'll be gone before Christmas. Why? Yeah. Have Christmas dinner and go in January.
That's exactly what I said, Dave. I can't explain it. He's leaving, I think, in mid-December. And again, this is even more ridiculous that this family Christmas dinner is happening this weekend. But I was like, could you not stay the 2 weeks and have your dinner and save this hassle?
Is he moving there?
Oh yeah. I think he's trying to get himself.
No, he's gone on holiday.
That's what I was thinking. I think we do Secret Santa in my house, you know, when you buy for one person in the family. Yeah. I reckon he's trying to get out of that.
Do you know what? I'm a bit miffed when I hear this.
So am I.
Because I am going to be in America for Christmas this year with boyfriend Alex. First time I've ever been away for Christmas, right? And purposely, the weekend before Christmas, I kept free. I said, look, we'll probably do something nice for that weekend with the family before I go, because I'm going to be gone on Christmas Day. I said to my mum, I've kept the 14th free there if we want to do like a Christmas dinner or whatever. And she said, oh, well, Aisling, that's a very bad weekend for us. Your dad will be flat out working. Sure, he's a postman. You know, he'll be working on the Saturday. And I'm usually up the walls with school that weekend. And I said, all right, okay. So, like, what about the weekend before that? Well, it'd be the same case now with your dad. All of December is really wrote off for him. He wouldn't have the time. Sure, he wouldn't have the energy. It probably isn't going to work, Ash.
I don't think they don't want to see it, Ash.
My God.
Do you want to come to Waterford on Saturday?
I will. Actually,
right. To say that, like, the group is popping off at all hours of the day with who's doing what. Everyone's bringing something. So I'm on the soup duty twice this year. Twice!
Oh, God.
Twice. So I said to my granny, right, so my boyfriend Jack has to work on Saturday. He's expected to be there. As in, for example, I'll give you now the full... right. My boyfriend Jack has to be in Edinburgh on Monday for work and in the UK on Friday for work, on Thursday for work. So he said to me weeks ago, I don't think I'm going to make it to this. And I said, that's absolutely fine. Don't stress it. It's not even Christmas. Don't stress about it. It's fine. We called in to see my granny last week. I hadn't had a chance to tell her yet that he can't make it. And she said, so what's your favourite dessert? And he said, he just looked at me and I was like, not now. I'll talk to her again. He was like, oh, I like a sticky toffee pudding. And she was like, no, incorrect. She was like, I love an apple crumble. And she was like, you mean an apple tart? Yeah, I'll have that for you. I'll have that for you on the 9th, Jack.
Honestly, listen to the two is like listening to two L1s who are out. And do you know what my Deirdre's doing? What's she doing? She's going up to Australia for
that. My mother said this.
What I said to my granny, I might see you down there so on Saturday. She said, no, I'll need you on Friday to help.
Oh, for God's sake. This is full on.
Full on.
Happy December.
That's weird.
Anyway, sure, look, if you can't beat them, join them. Isn't that it, lads?
Your family want your boyfriend there. My parents don't even care that I'm not.
Here's Chaperone. Spin, good morning to ya.
We are teaming up with Transport for Ireland on the show this week and next week. We're celebrating their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap Card. This is brilliant. You can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services in Dublin within the 90 minutes, all for just one fare. So you can just tap away.
Tap, tap, tap. It's all perfect. So all week we want you to win €200 worth of TFI Leap Cards. I have them in my pocket. Hold on. Let me get them out.
Do the smack.
Lovely.
I hope that doesn't break them.
And that's proof, guys.
Yeah, that is proof.
Just in case you thought we were lying.
But anyway, they are two TFI Leap Cards. I swear to God, they actually are.
I swear.
That'll sort out your commutes. And the best thing is you don't have to do anything because we are on the way to you, potentially.
Yeah, we need to figure out where you are in Dublin and if myself, Dave or Ashton can get to you within the next 90 minutes to give you these Leap Cards. Jenny, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Just on my way to work.
Oh, very good.
What do you do, Jenny?
I just walk in retail.
Work in retail.
Okay. You're Jenny and you work in retail.
I'm going to guess that it's either now a shopping centre you could be going to, Dave, or it could be quite handily in town. Jenny, where do you work?
Yeah, in the Jervis Centre.
Jenny, Dave.
You are my favourite person in the world because it's only across the river. I'll be over to you in literally a minute.
Are you going to get the Lewis over?
I'll get the Lewis over.
Hopefully I'll be there because I'm on my way now.
Okay, good one.
Oh, brilliant. No worries, Jenny. Okay, so you're going to get, I'd say, from here, maybe walk to Stephen's Green.
Yeah.
Hop on the Green Line.
Yes.
Change at Abbey Street.
Will I change at Abbey Street, yeah?
And then hop on the Red. Yeah. Get them to tell you in that 90 minutes.
Tap back on.
Yeah, man.
Tap back on. One fare, I'll do it.
And what shop, Jenny, in the Jervis?
Tesco.
Tesco, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's in the basement.
Jenny, it comes as no surprise to anyone that Dave again today is in a grey hoodie.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for him. Yeah. In a grey hoodie.
I'm in black,
again.
Black jeans.
Black jeans today, Callum.
Dave, you're going to ask to use the tannoy to say, is Jenny in the shop? I've got 200 quid's worth of leap cards for her.
I won't be doing that, don't worry.
Yeah, Jenny, you should get him to introduce a song over the tannoy.
Yeah.
Jenny, make a full mockery of him. Do it.
And Jenny, you'll be all ready for me as well. We can take a photo and all, yeah?
I will, yeah.
Okay, Debbie, Jenny, I'm on the way, so I'm on the way.
My daughter will be delighted now with this. She's always complaining about topping the leap card up going to college.
Stop, oh, well, she won't have to anymore. 200 euro TFI leap card is on the way to you. Literally, I'm leaving now.
Thanks. I'll see you soon.
Bye, 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 bye. Dave, just to say, yesterday when you left in the middle of the show, it was me who had to clean up all your dishes.
Oh, yeah.
After the show.
That'll be the case again.
I had to bring your cereal bowl to the canteen.
We have to make this a moment as well because Dave's now gone.
Yeah,
we
can.
I'm finished. I have 90 minutes to get to the Jervis. Will I make it? I just kick back.
Stay tuned. Well, listen, enjoy the election coverage tonight.
Thank
Please
you.
Please keep us up to date in the group. You're great with that stuff.
Bloody enjoy New York.
Enjoy New York
will,
with
yeah.
Pippa, your
Thanks,
new girlfriend.
Guys.
Can you bring back some of the souvenirs for us?
Oh, for God's sake. You just have to get
melatonin for me, will you? Come on now. Thanks a
Yeah, I will see you in about 2 weeks.
All Dave, right. Have a great time.
Good luck.
Look at you getting
this
off
This is
early.
Me taking the mic muffle off my
Look
muffle.
Look at him getting to go to the Jervis.
This Bye. Is proof now that he's leaving. He's fully gone.
Jenny, he's on his way. Michael Marcagia right now.
I'll take the ball.
Yeah, bring it up yourself. Scared to start on Spin. Clean Bandit, Topic and Wes Nelson and Drive on Spin.
How you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Hit Radio Live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Nina, Nina, I think that was a Hits Live artist
do
that we
you,
just played. Yes, we're doing the massive draw for this on Thursday. There must be hundreds of people in the draw at this stage. We want to send you off to Manchester to Hits Radio Live, an epic gig starring tons of your favourite artists. Flights, transfers, bed and breakfast and a 4-star hotel all included. And we need to add another person to that draw.
We do. As you said, that I think was indeed a Hits Radio Live star. Daz, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Would you like to get yourself over to Manchester to this big gig then, yeah?
Oh, I'd love it, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people really cool playing at this. We have to ask you, who did you hear playing on Spin there?
Joe Curry.
It wasn't.
It's a good guess, we do play a lot of him.
Yeah. But no, who is on the lineup and who did just play was a band called Clean Bandit. They're on the lineup on the 23rd of November.
Oh, well, you did the right thing. We're only adding that in for an extra spice. Don't worry about it.
You're grand.
You're in the draw, Daz.
Thanks.
Also on the lineup, Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Keane to Crow, and Rita Ora. So listen, best luck to you in that draw on Thursday.
Thank you.
Cheers, man. Bye. Talk to you later. Simple as that. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah, was it though? Taz really let us down there. Yeah. He made it look a little bit harder than it is. It is pretty simple to get in that draw and loads more chances throughout the day.
Yeah, Matthew's on the way next. Once you hear one of those stars, get in touch with Hits and a WhatsApp and you could be in that draw on Thursday as well. In the meantime, shin from us. We'll catch you back here in the morning from 7 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your day. And as we say, Matthew's on the way. Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.